Oh, what am I doing?
Okay, today is Daf Tet Zayin. We're on Daf Tet Vav Amud Beis, the last word. The last word of Tet Vav Amud Beis. This is the main Daf in Shas that discusses the halachas of Lashon Hara. Started at the very end of yesterday. Yesterday's Daf was Agarata, mostly, about Lashon Hara. Today are the actual halachos of Lashon Hara. Fascinating Daf. Most of the Chavetz Chaim Sefer is based on today's Daf. A lot of it, anyway. And here we go. Amar Rabba, says Rabba, we're now on the top of Tezayin Amid Allah. Farahuna. Kal milsa de is amar ba'ate lasa, abafe tlasa, les be mishum lishna bisha. Anything said over in the presence of three people is not Lashon Hara. Why? My time of why? Because chavrach itle, everybody's got friends, and the chavra isle. Everybody's got friends. In other words, when you say something over in front of three people, chances are people have friends, and it's going to become publicized, and therefore it's a five-way machlokas what this means. What does this statement mean? The entire klal beis of the Sefer Chavetz Chaim is dedicated to this line of the Gemara. What does that mean? As the Chavetz Chaim says, if you say something over, that's Lashon Hara, in front of more people, the avera is worse, not better. So what does this statement mean? So if Reuven tells three people, you know what that Shimon did? How's that mutter? So it doesn't change anything. Nothing changes. So we're gonna get to a similar one of the five is that answer. Look at the Rashi. Look at the top Rashi. Top Rashi says, Shahabailim. See the top Rashi? The Chavetz Chaim has to suffer who the Bailim is. Who's the Bailim? But he ends up concluding it's the guy himself. This is how Rashi is going to interpret this Gemara. Shabailim Amruha b'fnei Gimel. Reuven says in front of three people. Reuven says, Reuven's the Bailim. Why is he called Bailim? We'll see in a minute. Reuven says in front of three people, Hamagala Osa in a Lashon Hara. If you reveal something, that's not Lashon Hara. Why? Shezed Gile Tchila Daito. Because he's revealing something. She'e Megala Oso. If he's revealing something, Ena Choshesh Dimiyada Yada. He doesn't care if it becomes known. The self will be Gala. Because he knows it's going to become known. The Chavra Chavra Chisle, Zeh Megala Chavera, Zeh Chavera Ad Shiyada. What on earth does that mean? Says the Chavetz Chaim. This is what Rashi means. If Reuven would go over to one person, you know what? Don't tell anybody. I'm getting a raise. I'm getting a promotion. They're going to make me the vice president of the corporation. But I don't want anyone to know. That person is it. They're not allowed to repeat that to anybody. That's not Lashon Hara. It's called a secret. It's a secret. The guy told something in confidence. Right? However, here, what you did was, you told three people. By the way, my three good friends, I'm getting a promotion. If you tell three people, it's as if you're mochel the secret. Why? Because everybody has friends and everybody talks. That's all this statement means according to Rashi. That's what Rashi says. Now, when you read that Rashi, I would never get that out of this Rashi. Habailim omrim b'fnei gimel, hamagala oso ein lashon hara. Right? That's what the Chavetz Chaim says this means. That the Bailim, the Baldovar, tells three of his friends a certain secret about him. I'm going to tell you the recipe that I have, this unbelievable patent. I'm going to make it. Let me tell you guys the recipe. Once you reveal that, you mochel. Why? Because you know that three people are going to repeat it. One person, no. Two people, also maybe no. Three people already, you mochel. You mochel the secret. It's Al Lashon Hara. Kol Milsa, doesn't say. Kol Milsa, anything. The Mis Amr Ba'afi Tlatza. That you say, oh, last baby Shom Lashon Bisha. It's Al Lashon Hara. In other words, if those three repeat it now, Reuven can't ever tell you, why'd you reveal my secret? You said something, I'm very upset at you. Is it the technical definition of Lashon Hara? No. That's the problem with Rashi's pshat. Rashi's pshat is the best pshat of the five, because it's the easiest one to understand. However, it's out of context. Tosfos' pshat is as follows. Tosfos says, the same thing we said earlier. Yesterday we said that if somebody says, I would say it into his face. How does that change anything? How does that change anything? You can't tell Lashon Hara to the guys. It's even worse. As a bayit, it's chutzpah. Right? So how did Tosfos learn that Gemara yesterday? Tosfos explained it was talking talking about something that's not really Lashon Hara. It's not really Lashon Hara. What is it? So the classic example is, someone asks you, where can I go for a good meal? Go to Plony, go to Yankel. He's always got food over there. That can be interpreted one of two ways. Either he's a fat pig, always eating, or he's a big Baal Chesed. His house is always open to guests. If you say in front of three people, you meant the good way. Because you wouldn't slander somebody in front of so many people. That's what Tosfos says. When I talk genuine Lashon Hara, of course you can't say over. We're not talking about genuine Lashon Hara. We're talking about this type of quasi, called Avak Lashon Hara. It's like quasi Lashon Hara. I didn't mean bad. I meant it in the good way. Go to that guy. That guy's got the chesed over there. He's always got food there for everybody. Not that he's a fat, you said, go over there, there's where there's food. Oh, over there, the guy's always cooking. It could be interpreted, it could be called a Lashon Hara, but if it's said in front of three people, it's not Lashon Hara. That's Tosfos' shot. The Rambam is the most difficult one. The Chofetz Chaim spends the most time trying to explain the Rambam, because the Rambam says, if Reuven violated Lashon Hara, Reuven violated Lashon Hara and said something about Shimon to three people. Right? Reuven said this in front of three people. Let me tell you about that louse, that Shimon. One of the three people now can repeat it to others. What? I saw Lashon Hara. Yes, but since it's going to become public. How's it going to become public? So, the three people, Mr. Freud, can't be relatives who would never repeat it. Because no one, imagine, Reuven tells three people about Shimon, and one of the three people is Shimon's father. Shimon's father never going to repeat that to anybody, right? This doesn't apply. And it has to be in the same city, because in another city there's no friends. So many rules, right? And also, the person that's repeating it, in other words, it's an exception to Lashon Hara. The person that's repeating it can't embellish. According to some Achronim, it has to only be said, not even intentionally. Just if you happen to mention it, in passing, the Messiah of Kituma, you mentioned it, you don't have to do Al-Khay for that. Because you didn't do anything wrong. So you can't, maybe you could do that, but you can't embellish, you can't say one iota more than what was already said. The Chofetz Chaim does his best to minimize this Rambam. That's the third pshat. The Rashbam says in Baba Basra, the pshat is as follows. Reuven spoke bad about Shimon in front of three people. Reuven spoke bad about Shimon in front of three people. And someone, maybe one of the three, I'm not sure, can go back to Shimon to say, this is what Reuven's doing to you. Why? You gotta stop it. To repeat it to someone else? Of course not. It's Lashon Hara. You can go back to Shimon to listen. There's a guy out there who's really slandering you. Okay? That's the fourth shot. And Rabbeinu Yonah does it out to Tal Gemara and says, we're talking about somebody. Either it's one of the reasons when you're allowed to speak Lashon Hara for a toelet, or it's about someone you're allowed to speak Lashon Hara, someone who's called a Rasha. Right? It says, Losachil, Loselech, Rachel, Ba'amecha, only who something Ba'amcha, meaning a good from person. If the guy's, you're allowed to speak Lashon Hara, someone who's irreligious, completely irreligious, but not a Tzedek Shnish, but they know it all, they grew up for him, one day they threw it all away, you might be allowed to. That's what we're talking about over here. You don't need three people. You don't need three people. So that's, okay, I mean, this is in Klal Beis. The Chofetz Chaim started his Sefer. If you ever learn the Chofetz Chaim, the Sefer doesn't really begin until Klal Gimel. Klal Aleph is a hodgepodge of halachas that have nothing to do with anything. They're all halachas to undo the misconceptions of the Amoraim. Number one halacha is Lashon Hara applies if it's true. Why? Because Lashon Hara doesn't apply if it's true. So number one halacha in the Chofetz Chaim. No, it applies if it's true. Or it's a hodgepodge of halacha that people would think doesn't apply if it's a family member. Yes, it does. It doesn't apply. Right? Klal Beis is to undo the arguments of the Chachamim, of the smart one. Well, I know the Gemara. The Gemara says it's in front of three people. So he spends Klal Beis undoing that halacha, undoing that misconception. Ha'alef is the misconception of the Amoratim, Klal Beis is the misconception of the smart ones, and then Klal Gimel starts in earnest. Okay, what's Lashon Hara? What are the parameters? When is it Mutter? When is it not? And it goes through the whole thing. Okay? So this is all Klal Beis. So the biggest footnote to Rikhal B. Because he explains, whole going, how could it be possible that you can steal Hashanah in front of these people? How could it be possible? So he goes through all five shittas, and the Rambam is the hardest one. Okay, very good. Here we go. Next. Kiyosa Rav Dimi, Amar, my dichsiv, it says, Mevarech re'ehu b'kol gadol b'poker, hashkim klal t'chashiv lo. When you say good about somebody in the morning, it turns out to be a klala. How could that be possible? You go. The mikla lo shpiza, you went to a guy in the inn, the tarchu kamei shapir, and he put out a good spread for you, right? He really did it all for you. L'machar nafik yasef bashuka, the next day you go to the market, v'amra, and you say, Rachmana nevracha l'planya, that guy should be blessed. Why? Da'achi tarach kamei. Because look what he did for me. Right? That guy is the best host ever. What's going to happen when the oilam hears that statement? They're going to run to that guy. V'shamiinan in shiv azlinan v'ansin lei, they're going to go to him, and they're going to have anten lay. They're going to destroy him. The Rabbeinu Gershon says, they're going to destroy, the government's going to destroy him. The government's going to come and say, ooh, this guy's got rich guy, let's tax him to death. Other Rashi, what? Rashi says, it means that the people are going to come. They're not going to leave this guy alone. Right? The Gemara in Brachos, and the Gemara in Bava Metzia says, that who's a good guest? Somebody who praises his host. And here, when you praise your host, you're saying bad. The Shita B'Kabetzis answers, who are you telling it to? If you're telling it to normal people who are not going to act this way, then yes, praise your host. If you're telling it to lowlife who are going to run and raid that guy's refrigerator, then don't say it. Right? Have a little brains. Right? Good? Tani Rabdimi Achud Rav Safra. Rabdimi says, the brother of Safra said, La'olam al yisafra adam tovosa shel chaveiro. Don't speak good about somebody. Don't ever speak good about somebody. Why? Shemitoch tovaso boderata. When you speak good, you end up speaking bad. Says Rashi, the machlokas what this means. Rashi says, boderoso, kishehu mesaper betovaso yoser midai. When you speak too good about somebody, speak too much good. And by the way, then Rashi continues, hu atzma omar chutzmi de razu shabo. Except for, he's an unbelievable guy. One little thing about him I don't really like. Right? You start doing that, that's wrong. Right? And then he writes, you're sitting there praising him, and somebody's sitting there, what about this? What about this aspect of his personality? That's not good. Right? That's what happens. Rambam says, I don't know if he argues or Rashi, Rambam says, we're talking about a case where you're talking to his enemies. If you're talking to his enemies, don't say good about him, because they're going to turn it all upside down. Right? You have to have brains. Think of the Amri. Rav Dimi Achud Rav Safra Cholash. He got sick. All Rav Safra Lishule Bay. Rav Safra came to visit. Up to visit. Amalehu Tasteli the Kaimi call. Tasteli the Kaimi. About me it said. Call Amar Rabbanan Amale Ha Mi Kyamta. One second. Amalehu Tasteli. I should get schar. The Kaimi call Amar Rabbanan. Because I fulfill whatever the Rabbanan say. Amrule, they told him, Hami Katmi Kiamta, did you ever fulfill the following? Olam al Yisafra Adam Tavasa Shachavero, Shemitok Tavasa Bolde Gnuso. Don't ever say excessive good about somebody because that's a big bad. Amale, lo Shmili. I never heard about that rule. But Bihavi Shmili, Kiamta, had I heard about it, I would have fulfilled it. What exactly does that Gemara mean? I'm sure. Right. Could be. Exactly. Amr Shulban Achmeni, Amr Bionathan, Al Shivat Devarim, Negoyim Boyim. Negoyim come for seven reasons. Lashon Hara, Shvichas Damim, Shavua Shav, false swearing, Gil Arayot, Gasas Aruach, Al Gezel, Bel Tsaras Ayim. Tsaras Ayim means being stingy. Asks the Rosh Golas Ariel, wait a minute, it's the Gemara that says that if a Chosin gets Tsarah, what we do is we pretend he doesn't have it. We don't look at him. We don't declare. Let him have a normal wedding and a normal shit. After Shere Bachas, he'll go lock himself up. He spoke Lashon Hara. But isn't a chassan forgiven for all his sins? Right? That's what he answers. He says it can't be worse. Being a chassan is not better than Yom Kippur. It's not greater than Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, you're not forgiven for sins of Adon Chaveiro. Some of these are Ben Adon Lamako. Some of these are. I mean, how do you view Gil Arayas? Because what if the guy doesn't care? Yeah, go be with my wife. I couldn't care less. I don't like her anyway. So that's still in our favor. Right? So that one could be both. Most of them here are better than Losav. I mean, Shu or Shav, it could be both. Depends on what your Shu is. It's about another person. It's, right? I'm not going to eat that cookie today. That's nothing to do with another Machavero. But some met Lashon Hara, being stealing, being stingy, all these are about Machavero. That doesn't. You're being a chassan that you don't get forgiven for that. Your kippah doesn't forgive for that. You can get tzaraas for that. A Lashon Hara diktiv, it says, Malsheni b'seisa re'eu b'oso atzmas. Al shvichas damim diktiv. The word atzmas, the tag chalutin, it's a reference to the mitzorah, who's hollow, who's flat up. Al shvichas damim diktiv, al yachmas mibdeis yoav zav u'mitzorah. Fine. Al shvichas shav diktiv, v'yomer naman ho'alkach kikarim uksiv v'tzaraas naman tidbakvach. Gagila ra'yitziv, v'yinaga Hashem is parun agarim. Right. V'agat is a ruach diktiv, u'b'chiz katsa gav aliva al hashchitz v'yimal Hashem elokav, v'tzaraas zarcha v'mitzchol. V'al gezel diktiv, v'tziv ha'kori n'afinu v'tz abayit. Tana hu kanas mamon, shena shalo, yav yakoen, v'yifazer mamono. V'al tzara ta ayin diktiv, u'var shalo ha'bayit. Tana tzvei Rabbi Shmuel, misha miyuchad bayit lo. The seven thukim that reference all to that tzaraas has to do with all these seven avarits. It never says that in the Torah. Right. Why? Because Miriam got tzaraas to speak Lashon Hara. That's why. Huh? What do you mean? Correct. Good question. But because what? She spoke Lashon Hara. That's a good question. Yeah. Which is interesting. I was learning the sefer of the Chofetz Chaim wrote, not the Chofetz Chaim, small little kodesh, 6 pages long. It's called Kavod Shemayim, and he must have written this later in his life. And he says in there, I wrote this sefer. It's about Lashon Hara. He says they should put in the shul a whole poster. Really right. They should put a poster in the shul of 20 Agadot statements about the good and the bad of speaking Lashon Hara. It's not good. The bad of speaking Lashon Hara. Someone speaking Lashon Hara is it? Someone speaking Lashon Hara, this should happen. Because I wrote a sefer called Chofetz Chaim, and nobody holds on it. Amazingly, he wrote that. He wrote a sefer, it didn't have any impact. What else should we try? Let's try that. We'll put a thing up in shul. Right? Fascinating. Now, Amy, is that true? Well, by the way, the Chofetz Chaim, what he did, he changed the world, writing that sefer. No? Didn't he change the world? That's what he said. But I think it had a tchias amesim later on. No? Anyone today that is careful about it, even if they're careful 1 out of 10 times a day, it's all because of him. And it would have been, now it's 9 out of 10 this time they speak Lashon Hara, it would have been 10 out of 10. It's all because of him. Right? Any. Was that true? But Amar, this is a very difficult Gemara, you'll see in a minute. So we just brought 7 psukim, 7 riots, but there are 7 sins that you get Lashon Hara for. Any. That you get to ask for. Ain't is that true? Bummer of Anani Barsasson. Woman is Rukha Parsha's Big Day Kahuna, La Parsha's Karbanos. Why is the Big Day Kahuna written next to the Karbanos? Lomala, Ma Karbanos Mechaprim, Af Big Day Kahuna Mechaprim. Just like sins a Karban is Mechaprim, so too the Big Day Kahuna is Mechaprim. Ketones, by the way, as the Shita points out, this is a very difficult Gemara because the only Mechaprim to do tshuva. You're not magic. The coin's wearing this and therefore you're machaper. Doesn't make any sense. It's not magic. So if you have to do tshuva, what do you need the begotten for? Then that's not a b'mesid. I wasn't aware that I had gilai raias. So the begotten are machaper. They don't need begotten for that. You didn't do anything wrong. You thought it was your wife. It turns out it was the sister-in-law. Okay, so it's a shogi. So bring a chatas for that. You don't need begotten for that. What does it mean? So I saw that she said, could be a mean. Let's say you're the power. You saw somebody sinning. That person is amazing. He can't do tshuva. You could have stopped him. So what's your guilt? For not stopping him. So for that, the begadim or machafi. The machafi to everybody else. Where sometimes you have some people that are so bad, they can drag the whole generation down. It's so bad. So they have to do tshuva. What about everyone else? All right, that's the big thing that would have come and save everybody else. You hear? Okay. The shirt is mechaper on murder. It's a reference to Yossi. The pants are mechaper for gil arayis. Dichsiv. Basal hem mechaper bad lachasel basal erva. Matznefes mechaper gase ruach. The hat mechaper being haughty. Dichsiv chanina. Dichsiv chanina. Dichsiv chanina. Yovel davish of a gavoa. The mechaper mindset gavoa. The highest beged should be mechaper for the highest right for being a haughty person. Abnate. The belt is mechaper al hirur alev. It's mechaper of a bad thought. That could be pshat also. That makes a ahecha de itye. That's where the belt is. The belt by your heart. So some say that the kohen gadol or the kohen was everybody was in a sense, certain sense they were our shliach. So they really you. So when you saw the kohen, you saw yourself. You saw the royalty. You know something when you see the president, you see the king has a roshim on you. Look what I could be. Look. Same idea. Right. If you think about it, what do you say? You say to yourself, I'm a prince. I'm a prince. A prince acts a certain way, but I'm going to go to that house and be with that woman. A prince doesn't do that. I'm going to go do an avera. A prince doesn't violate the rules of the king. He's the prince. If you think you're a prince, if you all are, right? The problem is that the Eitharis gets into the picture. You're not a prince, you're nothing. Right? If you really think that, if you think you're royalty, you act like royalty. Right? I always say, you'll never see the president of the United States behind the restaurant, in the dumpster, rummaging through the food. You'll never see that. Why? Because he's royalty. And if you're royalty, you don't behave that way. Nobody wants to hear this. It's all true Muslim. True. You're royalty, you act like royalty. Acting like royalty means keeping the Torah. Okay, I said enough. Anyway, next. Choshen mechaper al adayanim. The choshen is mechaper on judges. The tziv asis choshen mishpat. Eifod mechaper al vodazar. The tziv eifod mitrof. Mil mechaper al ashanara. Omar kosh baruchu. Yomar david shabakol. Vichap al maizet kol. Think the noisy meil. She mechaper on all your noise. Right? Tzitz mechaper al maizet azay ponim. Tziv hachav al metzach aron. Tziv hachav al metzach ishazon al hayolach. Anyway, at the end of the day, what do you see from here? That the meil is mechaper on ashanara. And Rabbi Yochanan said, Lashon Hara comes because of Tzaraas. The Tzaraas comes because of Lashon Hara. But isn't the Be'il Mechaper? Very difficult question, because we said Tshuva. What's the question? So the Gemara asks it anyway. And the Gemara, Lo Kasha, it's not a Kasha. Ha, the Hana Maisa. Ha, the Lo, Ahani Maisa. Depends as follows. If the Lashon Hara had any impact, then you get Tzaraas. But if it didn't have any impact, then nothing happens to you. Then the begadim amachaper asks the Vishaya pick. No, what does it have? I'll give you an example. Miriam's lashon hara had no impact. Moshe ignored it. Everyone ignored it. Didn't make one iota to Moshe. The bum in the streets is lashon hara about me. That has an impact on me. Who cares what he said? Hey, the rabbi speaks bad, and the president, and all the chashim of my friends. That kills me. But the bum says like bad. Who cares? That's a motion that's an honor. Didn't make one in Roshim on him that Miriam said. So why was Miriam punished? Says the Chavetz Chaim, by Lashon Hara, this rule does not apply. That rule only applies by Rechilus. Why? Because Rechilus means, I go back to you, did you know what that person said about you? Why do I do that? Because I want to stir the pot. If that has a Roshim, if that accomplishes something, then I committed Rechilus. Lashon Hara, just by telling it over to you, I'm stirring the pot. All I want is that you're a Makabalist. So if you're a Makabalist, then it applies. So when Miriam said it, what was the point in saying it? Her point was that Aaron should be a Makabalist. Aaron was a Makabalist. Whether he really believed it in his heart, it's a different story. But he was a Makabalist. Once he's a Makabalist, then it's a Rastam. Okay? Now, wait a minute. He Yahani Maisav. If it caused an impact, the goyim come. If not, then the mil is mechaper. There are two things there's no kapara for. No kapara, that's a kapara. However, in a similar place, it's a kapara. For example, shvichas damim lashon hara. Shvichas damim, there's no kapara for that. There's no carbon for that. However, be'eglarufa, there is such a kapara, an unknown murderer. And lashon hara has the ketores, right? The Tanya, the Bichadina, Lamdu, the Ketores, Shema Kaperes. It says by Korach that Aaron, Vayikaches HaKetores, Vayichafra El Alha'am, that Aaron took the Ketores and saved the day. Right, what was Korach? Korach was speaking Lashon Hara. Right? The Tana Deveri Bishmol, Alma Ketores Bechaperes. What is a Ketores Bechaperon? Al Lashon Hara. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yomar Davar Shebe Chashai. Find something that's very quiet. Nobody's around the Ketores. Go to the Kodesh. Right? And let it be machaper for the, you know, the quiet behind the scenes talk, the lashon hara. So first of all, kasha shvichas dam, shvichas dam. First of all, the kasha on murder, kasha lashon hara. The murder question is a little difficult. What's the question? So kasha shvichas dam, shvichas dam, im lo kasha. Had the other man the katzli, had the other man the katzli. If you know who the murderer is, that's not kapara. If you don't know who the murderer is, then you bring egla rufa. The Gemara says, "Do you demand the kadli? Barkatello. If you know who the murderer is, then you get killed. There's no kapara." The Gemara says, "Well, b'meitiv below asherbe. What if he did it b'meitiv, but no one warned him? So you can't give him. There's no kapara, and he doesn't get killed. Nothing happened. If it's an unknown person, then you have a glavrufa." Now the question is, lashon hara, lashon hara. First we said that the ketores. First was the mill's noisy. Shemachar from your noisy talk. Then we said the ketores is quiet. It should be mechar from your quiet talk. What's going on here? Right? So Gemara answers, Loshanara, Loshanara, Lokasha. Havit Sina, Havit Perhetia. Well, was the talk noisy or was it quiet? If the talk is quiet, then you need the Ketoret. If the talk is noisy, then you have the Me'il. Asks the Chavetz Chaim, wait a minute. Where's the Makar of the quiet talk? But Aaron took the Ketoret to quickly quell the bagefa that broke out because of Korach. The Korach wasn't public. Korach was a public fight. How could the Ketores, right? How could the Ketores work for a public fight? So the Chavetz Chaim says, because the Ketores, the Lashon Hara by Korach was about Aaron. It was about Aaron. Who made you the Kohen Gadol? Who made you in charge? Right? So he had to take the whole Torah here. How Aaron was the victim. He had to Torres himself, and he somehow, right. So since it was Aaron was the victim, it wasn't some person in the street. It was about Aaron himself. So Aaron had to do the Maizik Torres. There's a whole thing why. Okay. Impossible to finish the Gemara now. It's time allotted, but we'll do our best. Boy mina Reb Shmuel bar Nadav the Rabbi Chanina. V'amri le Reb Shmuel bar Nadav chas neid Reb Chanina Rabbi Chanina. V'amri le Reb Shua ben Levi. Why does the Mitzvah have to be sent away? So everybody knows this Gemara. Who hivdol ben ishlo ishto ben ishlo reyehu? He caused the division. He caused the bachloka. He's speaking bad about people. Lefikach amar Torah b'dod yeshiv. You go sit by yourself. You don't belong to any part of society. Amar Yehuda ben Levi. Manishana mitzorah shamar Torah yavi shnei tziporim l'tayrato. Why do you have to bring two birds? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Who otamayis a pitfa patid? You did. Chattering, lefikach amar Torah yavi carbon patid. You bring a carbon bird that are chattering. So the question the Achronim to point out, why bring two birds? Why bring two birds? So bring one bird. You chatter, so bring a chattering bird. Why bring two birds? So interesting part. So he says because we said earlier that the remedy for lashon hara is to learn Torah. So you did two things wrong. Number one, you spoke lashon hara. Number two, instead of speaking lashon hara, you could have been learning. So you have two birds. One for the bad of speaking lashon hara, and one for the bad of not engaging in Torah study, right? So you think it's too interesting? It's a very nice part. There's two people, right? Tanu Rabbanan, lo sisna es achicha bil bavecha. Now we're going to go on to other halachas of Benel Lachavero. Don't hate your brother in your heart. What if you hate him not in your heart? What if you hate him in fairish? Yachal, I would think, lo yakenu, lo you can't hit him, lo yisterenu, you can't hit him backhanded, lo yikal kalem, you can't curse him to his face. Hamalav bilbavecha, sinu shebelev akasim medaber. You can't hate him in your heart. If you hate him objectively, you're over other things. Now it hits somebody, but the actual avera, lo sisna tzachicha bilbavecha, is only believe. How do you know if you see something bad about your friend? You have to rebuke him. Shenemar hocheach tochiach hochicho below kibel menai shiachsev yochichenu. And I don't know if it doesn't take it, you have to say it again. Talmud lomar lo hatochiach mikol makom yachal afilu meshtein lepanav. Even if you say it so many times, you have to embarrass the guy. Talmud lomar lo tisol of chet. No, don't cause a chet. Don't embarrass him. Right? Says the unbelievable verse. Says for nechmad lomar. It says if you see your friend doing something wrong, you should go tell him. It says it's the only mitzvah in the Torah. You don't have to chase after. You don't have to go look for people doing things wrong. I'm going to go around and look for people. I'm going to go to places with people, and I'm going to tell them off. No. This is the only mitzvah. You don't have to do that. You want to keep the mitzvah of matzah? You have to go chase after it. You spend money, go chase, make sure you do it. Make sure you do the old. When it comes to that, you don't have to chase. When the mitzvah presents itself, you can say something to somebody. That's why he says, like, if you happen to see somebody, Exactly. So it doesn't say it's heroic. You happen to see it. You should say something. If you can. Oh, tied over tarpon. Tomorrow on the Imyish Bador Hazesh and Makabal Tofacha. Is anybody Makabal Tofacha today? If Amalo tol Keith and Bin and Echa, if I say to you, take the thing out of your eye, Amalo tol Korban, take the thing out of your eye. In other words, listen to this. Amalo the Benadaya. Tomorrow on Imyish Bador Amar, Imyish Bador Hazesh Yadela Fichu. Does anybody know how to give Tofacha? Accepting it. Nobody knows how to give it. Right? Many times I got Akiva in trouble. Right? Shahaisi Kobel Allah say Rabbi Shimon Berebi. I used to a lot of times say to Rabbi Shimon about Rabbi Akiva. Right? Bechol Shkein Shosafti Bo Ava. And not only that, Rabbi Akiva loved me more. You know why? Because Rabbi Akiva is Rabbi Akiva. After Moshe Feinstein, he has a tshuva about this. He says, also, another exception may be cautionary about another boy in the yeshiva. So go to the principal and say, listen, this boy is not learning well. This boy has kindness on. That might be mutter. After all, you see, from here, they went. Now, how could Rabbi Akiva be doing anything wrong? So there's a whole thing. He wasn't doing anything wrong. They didn't realize what he was doing. They misunderstood. Whole talk about that. What about tochacha l'shma? Ba'anava shalol l'shma. Or anava shalol l'shma. False pride. False humility. What's better? Amalei. V'lo modus anava l'shma adipa. Isn't anava l'shma the best? Amar mar. Anava gedola mikulam shalol l'shma. I'm sorry. Anava gedola mikulam. Anava is the best midah to have. So shalol l'shma nam adipa. Even if shalol l'shma, it's also good. Why? Tamar v'udam arav. All the mesek adam tar which is afbi shalol l'shma. Shem tov shalol l'shma bal l'shma. Hachanami. Right? So even if it's false, do it anyway. It'll come to be good. Heichi dami tochacha l'shma v'anava shalol l'shma. What's an example of tochacha l'shma and anava shalol l'shma? We're not going to give an example of anava of tochacha l'shma. We're going to give anava shalol l'shma. Kiha de Rav Huna v'chia bar Rav habes v'kemei de Shmuel. Amalei chia bar Rav. Chia bar Rav makes the following statement. Chazi mar de kometarli. Rav Huna drives me crazy. Rav Huna doesn't leave me alone. So kibul alei the sulo matarle. Rav Huna said, "I'm not going to bother anyone." He said something. I'm not going to bother. Basa d'rafat amalei hechi v'hechi ka'avin. After he left, Rav Huna said to Shmuel, "You know what was bothering her about? He did this no good. He did that no good." So amalei amaylo martle about this. Why don't you tell him? Amalei chasli delichta zari d'rav al yodai. I'm going to get Rav's nephew, Rav's relative upset. That's false pride. I don't want to get back to Rav that I'm no good. Right? So what are you doing? Strange story. Ad hechon tochacha, how far does tochacha go? Amar Rav, ad hakaz, till he hits you. The Mishnah Berurah says, in Hilchos Yom Kippur, doesn't have to actually hit you. He has to want to hit you. Doesn't have to actually hit you. You drive him nuts so much, he wants to hit you. Shmuel Amar, ad klal, till he curses you. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, ad nadifa, until he's like scornful at you. Tonight, all that of one pasuk. The pasuk said that Jonas gave his father Shaul to Musa, that he was, hurting the David, trying to hurt David. Shaul gets angry at Jonas. Remember, he said, "Lo, Ben Dos Hamardus. What are you, rebellious son? You wanted to hit his son." Tziv Lakosel. So he wanted to hit him. Laban Damar, I called the Tziv. Ulubachka Lavoshet, Aru, Arbatimecha. You're like exposing the nakedness of your mother by going against me. Laban Damar, the Tzivah, the Tziv, the Yicha Avshal. Laban Damar, the Tzivah, I have Tziv Hakal, the Klala. Right, Chani Hatsam, the Agav Chivimutse, you say where David Levionatan, the David, Matan Avshi Tzveh. It could be that Yonatan went the extra mile because to criticize his father because he loved David so much. And maybe a normal person, maybe that Yonatan went overboard. Normally, you don't have to give so much Musa. But because Yonatan felt such a connection to David, he couldn't handle what Yomachal was doing to him, so he told him off worse, and therefore he responded in kind. Maybe that's not a riot. Ad Hechen lo Yishana Adam Bachtani Shalom. How far, we're talking about different midos. How far do you have to go not to change your logic? You have an idea, you change things. Rabba Amar Ad Hakah. Until the innkeeper will hit you. You heard you went to a different inn, he'll hit you. Shmuel Amar Ad Shif Fiul Lo Kelev Lachar. Until he says, you know what, take your luggage and get out of it. I don't want you here anymore. He'll do that to you, you cross the line. The Hakah Didei Kuli Amal Apligi. If he hits you, no Shiloh. If he throws your luggage at you, no shayla. Keep pligi ba'kod debitu when he hits your wife. Mar savar kibul didei lo matar le my last lemine. If he didn't hit you, he only hit your wife. See this? Umar savar asila tu it's going to cause machloket. It's an impossible shot. The Ethiopian says no. The innkeeper hit his own wife. The innkeeper mistreated his own wife because of you, or even not because of you. So did you say something? If you said something. He says, you know what? Who needs you here? Who needs you? I don't need your panasa. I don't need your you know, your feet for the night. Get out of here. That's what it means. Give me, you hit your own wife. But if you hit your wife, you say you don't say anything because it's not you, it's your wife. That doesn't make any sense. Well, the answer is he hit his own wife. Now, do you make a stink about that or not? Some people, you know what? It's done to do with me. So he gets married or problems. Was it my business? Why was it my business? Other says, I can't stay here. I can't stay with a barbarian like this. So I've got to get out of here. Right? A host is good and, you know, it's pogim, it affects you and it affects the other guy. A paying guest. We don't see for Avram Avinu. How do you know you shouldn't change the inn you go to? It doesn't apply today. I can't go to that hotel, I gotta go to that. It's just plug. There's one guy in the town, and you could ask Shinamar, it says, right? That Avram went to the same guy. It's time an akrai, So it could be, if it was in the olden days, where it was the same guy, if you're going to go to the other guy, the competition, that could be. It doesn't apply today. We have, it doesn't apply. Right. I hear you. I don't know. We'll do one more minute, then we'll stop. Amar of Yochanan, Minai, and Shol, Yishan, Adam, and Munasa, Abunasa, Abosav. How do you know you shouldn't change your father's profession, your profession? Shanamar, Vaisha, Kamalach, Shlomo, Vika, Hizkir, Mitzor, Ben Isha, Almano, whom met in Aptoli. He hired Hiram, but the other Ish, sorry, Cheresh, Nechoshes, he was a copper expert. Veomar, Mar, he made the base Don. His mother was from Don, the Tziv, Vito, Ben Achisam, Aklamat, Don. So you see, it was in the family being an artisan. They keep the pranasa in the family, keep the your avoda in the family. I will stop here, and everybody have a very good day.